This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I have so much already. Literally, I have so much. Today is the 14th day of May already. Woo. Wednesday.
Man.
Also known as Not Friday. I literally, last night I was getting up off the couch to go to bed, and I was like, oh, tomorrow's not Friday, is it?
I know, man.
Damn, tomorrow's not even Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean, today, though. Yeah, I was somewhat shocked. 8 days left for Clark County School District students. Summer jumping the gun. I don't think anybody's going later. Nobody's going later, are they, that you've heard?
Not that I know of.
I haven't heard of anybody going later. Is that,
no.
Is that last night's hair?
Girl, I wish. I have to do something later today. My hair's curly. I blew it out last night. I said it to Lila. But today, later today, I have to film something with my band. So I woke up at the crack of dawn, but in middle of the night, I guess.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, and I had to wash
crack,
it.
Crack of dawn, sleeping in generally for us.
Literally.
Yeah.
I had to wake up. I had to curl it. So I've been up all night just for this weave. So complimented, okay? I'm exhausted, but my hair looks good.
Yeah. No, you look great.
That's what, how it is when you can't go home after the show. You have to be out all day long. So I was like, I guess I'll just do everything right now.
Truly the advantage of being a guy who shaves his head. Truly the advantage.
Lucky.
Yeah. Could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
No handshake lines tonight. I'll explain what that means. No handshake lines. Oh. Hockey people know. Adrian, do you know the significance of that? No handshake lines at T-Mobile.
Sounds like, no, I don't.
Because at the end of a hockey...
like, sounds like some petty business is what I think.
No, at the end of a playoff series, it's the cool... It might be the coolest thing about the NHL and hockey in general. But at the end of a playoff series, no matter after you've beaten the you-know-what out of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Blood, cussing, talking about people's mamas, fighting, spitting. You know, I mean, all of it. Oh, yeah, all of it. Then at the end of a playoff series, everybody lines up and shakes hands.
Love it.
And they're gentlemen about it.
Uh-huh.
Even if you hate that dude, you shake his hand. You may or may not say anything, but you will shake hands.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
But they're not.
Ain't doing that. You know why we're not doing that tonight?
Why?
Because we ain't ending the series tonight.
Yes. Okay, good. I thought there was some tea or some drama.
No.
No, we're not ending yet.
No.
No, we're not.
We will shake hands potentially on Sunday after Game 7 here in the Fortress.
Exactly.
they'll shake hands no matter who wins or loses then.
Have to.
But yeah, but we're going to.
Yeah, I love that. Listen, I know. I tell you, my mother-in-law is my informant, and she was devastated yesterday just about the boys.
Oh, just all day about them being down 3-1.
She said, those are my boys. Mm-hmm. She's 80 years old. I love how she loves the Golden Knights.
Can I say one more thing before we go? My God, I'm not a guy who gets shocked by a lot, right? I mean, I've been amongst the world. Well, I've seen some. I've seen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what was coming with the Diddy trial.
Oh God, Chet. I know, dude.
It's one of those deals where you know what's happening. You know what's coming. And in fact, I'm looking. One part of me goes, all right, let's start naming some names.
Yeah,
here.
You know, same. It's like, I want to know.
Like the Epstein list.
Exactly.
Like I want rumors confirmed.
Same. So
I want it. By the same token, you start hearing this stuff out loud, and it's like, ah.
Yeah. Apparently his children left the courtroom. It was getting so graphic.
1 million. And again, what did they think was going to happen?
I know. I mean, you want to go support your dad, but got wild.
I don't need to hear this.
I know.
I don't need to hear this. Not only him, but other people.
And it's intense because Cassie, the ex, is pregnant. She's like 8 months pregnant, testifying.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
She is. So people are like, I hope this isn't too much stress for her body, for the baby. It's really intense.
And you're the new guy. Yeah, that's the woman you love. She's about to have your child.
That's what people are saying.
And now you're hearing about how she was, you know, passed around in the freak-offs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What was that sound?
I don't know that I could replicate it. Holy. Jeff Buchanan Show, it's Wednesday. On to better things. You know, like Alex Warren.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I almost forgot what we were doing there for a second. I did something completely different. I was like, oh no! We have to do first pick. Marcelo Hernandez from Saturday Night Live is coming to Las Vegas to the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Memorial Day weekend, which, believe it or not, is not this weekend is EDC weekend. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then is it next weekend, Memorial Day weekend?
Listen, man,
what the hell?
It gives me anxiety thinking that we're like 6 months in almost.
Yeah.
I'm like, did I do everything I wanted? And
no.
Where are we?
No.
None of it. Yeah.
No, I have a massive list of stuff.
It's true.
Just for this show. I have a massive list of stuff.
I know, dude.
One, we had a big project that we were going to do and we're not going to do it.
I know.
We blew it.
We didn't blow it.
But listen,
personal circumstances came through and everyone was very good about it.
Let me just say this right now. 702 Day is coming. We're going to celebrate 702 Day on the second day of July, and we'll see how it goes because that's going into July 4th weekend. And I don't know if people will do it, but basically I want to meet up at a bar. Here's what I want to do.
It's great.
Here's the whole plan right now. I want to meet up at a bar. PTs, do you hear me? Oh, Terribles, do you hear me with your spots? Ooh. Well, a place with a parking lot. I don't want to have the world's shortest parade. To celebrate 702 Day. No, the world's shortest parade. How does this work? We all go outside. Okay, we're in the bar,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Pre-game, pre-funk. All right, now it's time for the parade. We walk outside. Hopefully there's some folks in, that have band instruments. I'm going to find a band.
Yeah.
Right? The band instruments would go, okay, and let's go. They play one note. We all cheer. We go back inside the
I'm
bar.
I'm obsessed with this. It's so stupid. I love it.
You know, you've called me that name a lot lately.
Just for, please, also, it's like the
you know,
nicest
I like
thing
it.
I could, I, you better
you
like it.
It's
the nicest
love.
Thing I could say.
No, it's
so
love.
Love. I know.
It's so love. All right. Cheryl in Silverado Ranch on our first pick today. My daughter is a flower girl in my cousin's upcoming wedding. The problem? The flower girl dress is pretty revealing up top. It's low cut, but it's got the mesh. It's got the mesh, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's got the mesh.
Yeah.
And she's full. My wife is uncomfortable with how our 4-year-old daughter looks in the dress. She raised concern to her cousin, but now cannot get a reply from her.
Oh.
Should she back down? It's not her day after all. Or stand by the principles. I know.
Mm.
Do I know? Michaela has hands on her hips and she's shaking her head. So I think I know what that means, but maybe I don't.
You know what it means.
I want to know what you mean. 702-364-9898. We'll find out what everybody means after a second single from Benson Boone.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
First things first, that Benson Boone song is insanely good in concert. Insanely good in concert.
Listen, it's a vibe just in my earphones.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, Michaela was dancing in the other room. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Jordan Martin Lamb from Whitney Ranch.
What up, JML?
What up? Good morning.
Hi.
Cheryl's daughter is a flower girl in an upcoming wedding. Flower girl dress, low cut with mesh fabric. The wife is uncomfortable with how the 4-year-old daughter is going to look in the dress. It's got the mesh. She's raised concerns. The cousin is now not answering back, which could be a million different things.
Sure.
With the wedding imminent,
mm-hmm.
You know. Should Cheryl and her wife pull the daughter from the flower girl role because they're not comfortable with the flower girl dress?
With that dress, I would speak with the bride, kind of let her know, maybe try and find something with that same color and maybe offer like an alternative. But yeah, if it's like super low cut, even with the mesh for a 4-year-old, if it's not appropriate, it's not appropriate.
T-shirt. So you're saying put a t-shirt on under the dress, which is great.
No, not put a t-shirt on, but maybe offer like an alternative dress that's the same color.
Oh, because I was going to say as a joke, you know, cut the sleeves off a t-shirt. Just put it on. Go.
There was a point when my mom made me do that. I had a beautiful dress on. I have to wear like shirt or undershirt underneath, and I was like, "This ruins everything."
Yeah, but you were 22. That was weird. Make your own decisions. You should be able to. She's like, "You're not going to wear that on American Idol." Yes, I am, mom. Yes, I am, mom. Grown
man,
mom.
They're just my shoulders.
Yes. You're showing way too much shoulder. You hoochie.
Yeah, hussy. Yeah, hussy. This is national television.
Because you're never going to get. Here's the thing. You're never going to get past it. You know what I mean? And I'm
correct.
I was trying to play devil's advocate. You know what I mean? I was trying to, because everybody being on one side is boring.
Yeah.
But I don't even know that I can say it with a straight face.
Listen, I have an 8-year-old niece, and she's my mommy girl. She's so beautiful. I love her so much. I probably would have had a different opinion maybe before my niece, but if it's too sexy or it feels too revealing, this world is so weird and crazy. And you post those photos online, people can see. If you think it's weird, don't put your baby in that dress.
Exactly. And Jordan, don't we all know? I'm assuming what's happening here, and you know what happens when you assume. But I'm willing to take that on. My guess is she's trying to match the bridesmaids.
Probably.
So the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
It'll look hot.
Uh huh.
With the kid.
And here's the thing: you don't match the bridesmaids with the same dress you pick the same color dress, but not something that's going to be. That's inappropriate for a 4-year-old.
Well, just to try to get in the mind of the bride is like, so it'll look hot on your girlfriends, on your, dare I say, slutty girlfriends. But you know what I mean? It'll look good on them. But on the kid, it'll look weird. It'll be wrinkly and weird. And the mesh is all you'll ever see. And it just doesn't play the same.
Well, and the fact we're saying like the dress is a little too low cut for the 4-year-old. Like, no, we're not saying
right,
that's so weird.
Yeah, like why?
Just get a new dress. Put a little cardigan on.
Yeah, exactly. Get a new dress with the exact same color.
I don't know Jordan's
idea. The exact
idea
same
there.
Color.
Or have some alterations made.
Exactly.
Or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, put those bubs away, 4-year-old. Well,
let's discuss this over a cocktail at this Marcelo Hernandez show. What do you say?
Yeah, let's
Chelsea
do that.
Cosmopolitan. All right, good. Clear your schedule for Memorial Day weekend because you have things to do.
Okay, I will.
All right, good. Have a great day. Hang on one second.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, it's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Somebody I consider a friend of the show did something really cool, and we'll give credit where credit is due in just a moment. Animal control officers in San Francisco rescued three baby raccoons that got stuck in a wall outside the Chase Center. Do you know what the Chase Center is?
No.
It's where the Warriors play.
Oh.
It's their arena.
Oh, wow.
How they got in the wall. It's not like they built them in there. You know, that happened. And by the way, if you've never seen a baby raccoon before,
adorable.
Also, we'll rip your face off. They'll rip your face off for you if you want. Five fishermen arrived in the Galapagos Islands on Saturday after they had been lost at sea for 55 days.
No.
Their engine died. They'd been missing since mid-March.
Let me tell you something. I'm not afraid of a lot, but being lost and in isolation, terrifying to me.
Oh, God.
Terrifying.
Well, and thank God they had their boat.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Doesn't make it any better. And they were fishermen, so I assume.
Yeah, true. They had better.
They were, you know, outside of the whole, we can't go anywhere. You know, the rest of it was
pretty resourceful.
The rest of it was probably all right.
All right. Okay.
You know, it could have been worse. I'm just saying, but still, I'd rather not.
Yeah, thanks.
If I get the choice,
no.
I'd rather not have 55 days at sea with no engine. Thank you very much. Paris Hilton, in the headlines, surprised a fan in Texas named Bibiana Gonzalez with a brand new car after learning that Bibiana's car had caught fire.
Oh, my God.
Bibiana posted on TikTok earlier this month and tagged Paris because one of the few things that survived the car fire was her Paris Hilton cup.
You better quit.
You better quit.
You better stop.
Paris better stop.
I love this.
Because she wrote back like right away in the comments, "Hi, love, so sorry this happened to you and relieved you're safe. Going to do everything I can to help you out." About a week later, Paris shows up in person.
Yes.
With a brand new car.
Listen, we can talk so much smack about celebrities, but when they do stuff like this, it is so cool.
Paris has been all right to us.
Yeah.
I always make sure that I give her, she's been very generous with her time, and she intimidates me a little bit.
Yeah. Because
she's one of those people, she's one of those people that's really quiet. You know, I mean, in general, she's really quiet, but she's also super on her guard.
Yes.
So she's waiting. So I know that when I'm really nice to her, she's thinking, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
And the what's next never comes. So then we're both, even though we're both trying to be really nice, we're both really got our guard up. It's uncomfortable. So good for you, Paris. You know what? We appreciate you. And thank you for being a good person.
Sure do.
So there you go. And then great. By Friday, something will end up on TMZ about what a bee.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or something. But, you know, sometimes that's how it rolls. It's your good feeling stories of the day. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, Michaela, you know what time it is?
Why?
Do you know what time it is?
Why?
You know what time it is? No handshake lines. Handshake lines tonight, kids. No handshake
Good
lines.
Good for you, yeah.
This series ain't over. It's really simple. You just have to win 3 games.
Yep.
In a row.
That's it.
Simple. Tonight in the fortress. Right?
Yep.
Vibes will be immaculate.
Yeah.
Immaculate.
I know,
right? Well, listen, all I got to do is put this up a little. You know what I'm feeling right now. So you just win one tonight. Then you go up there and you crush their dreams up in Lose-a-Peg.
Yep.
Lose-a-Peg.
Lose-a-Peg. Fun words.
Nah, we did that. Yeah, we started that a long time ago. I seem to recall... sending something to their city council to that maybe they should change the name and receiving a not so nice letter
Stop.
Back.
Well, you sent the mayor a letter that called
the city council, which I suppose includes the mayor. I seem to recall that saying you should just change it to Lose-a-Peg.
I am obsessed with the pettiness and the trolling of this whole situation from the billboards to these letters. Very into it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, as expected, they did troll back. They didn't troll back on our end, I don't think. I think the billboards were up in Edmonton. So Parkway Tavern spent $5,000 after Saturday's last second Riley Smith win.
So good.
And put what looked like scoreboard clock that said 0.4 seconds. Go Knights go. Parkway Tavern logo. Brilliant. Brilliant, because here we are saying Parkway Tavern for
yes.
free. For free.
Yes.
You're welcome. Buy me a beer next time I go in. Oh, no, don't, because then I think that violates some sort of law. Plugola, I believe, is what they call that. So I'll pay for my own beer. Thank you.
Yeah.
So then in Edmonton, they switched them. And instead of the 0.4, it looked like a scoreboard that said 3-0.
Oh my God.
Go Oilers, go.
Listen, that was good. We're not on their side, but that was good.
God bless them. They left the Parkway Tavern logo on there. So good for them.
Love it.
I guess Parkway Tavern. You're welcome. Hey, are you doing this?
What?
Airbnb has announced that they're adding new services, massages, and personal training, plus experiences tailored to specific locations. Like if you go to Paris, you could get a pastry making class, or if you go to New York City, there's a gallery tour. You're also, Airbnb
has a lineup of celebrities that you can hang out with. A day-long experience of brunch and glam with Sabrina Carpenter.
Wow.
Megan Thee Stallion's involved, along with a number of others. You will learn to throw a spiral and eat Kansas City barbecue with Patrick Mahomes.
That's kind of cool.
If you win the lottery, are you doing this?
No. If I win the lottery, I'm going to go to Paris. I would not Airbnb.
No, but this is what I'm saying. So if you have enough money, though, and you got who cares money.
Okay, you know what? I wouldn't do it, but I would do it for my niece and nephew. They would think it was so cool and little kids. Like, if my niece could hang out with Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. Now you can buy Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, dude, I do.
What kind of message does that send to your spoiled niece?
Yeah. Just
buy me a celebrity.
Buy me a Sabrina Carpenter. Please, yeah. Please.
Pay her. Pay. You have money. Oh, no, that sends a bad message.
And paying people to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Just get a personality.
But if you're that rich, won't they want to hang out? I don't know. I'm confused by all of this.
Yeah, would you, if you could hang out with a celebrity, who'd you hang out with? Who'd be your number one?
Bruno Mars.
Chet, you love Bruno Mars.
It's the one that I thought, it was the first one I thought of.
You guys, one thing I know about Chet, you love Bruno Mars, dude. It's so cute.
I know a lot.
I know you sing that Die With a Smile when we're on a break at the top of your lungs with your chest.
That was supposed to be a secret.
Well, it's very endearing. I didn't know that would also be your number one pick.
It would be. Because here's why. Here's also why. Mm-hmm. Is because that would be so, it's so awkward. The whole celebrity meet and greet thing is awkward. It's super on them to make it not awkward, which is not always easy.
Yeah.
Because people, you know, flip out and whatnot. And so I just wouldn't, I don't know that I would put that on somebody. You know what I mean? Like if it's forced.
True.
If it was organic. If it was, hey, if we were in the same room together and everything, I would be willing to endure the awkwardness for Bruno Mars. Because I think he'd be cool. And he'd probably come into it high. So it would be, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be all right.
Yeah.
Right? It'd be all right. He'd be low key.
Yeah. You guys would get along. It's cute.
I think we would. Honestly, yeah. I think we would.
He's a nice guy.
It would take a minute. It would take a minute and then we'd find common ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
We interviewed him a couple of times. In fact, by the way, I have the distinct privilege of being the one who, when he rolled out of bed to do an interview that he didn't really want to do, on the day that the Grammy nominations were announced, I got to be the one to tell him that he got nominated for 11 Grammys.
No way. Yep. That's cool.
It was cool. Yeah. And then we talked about mailbox money.
Yes.
Where the real money is in running. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, good. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is coming up next. Brand new champion, Brooke Sutherland, who we found out is from Wagon Wheel. And she thought, well, I can't say I'm from Wagon Wheel because the other girl said she was from Wagon Wheel. I can't say. Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
You're battling for supremacy.
Yeah, city on city crime means nothing to us.
Inter-neighborhood crime is probably how it should go.
Yeah.
More intense.
So we all know that Brooke is the queen of Wagon Wheel now.
Mm-hmm.
Take that, Jill Gilliland.
Yeah, whoa.
Isn't that where she was from? Yep. Yeah. Jill Gilliland. Jill Gilliland, actually, the other day, just asked if she could play again. And I told her yes. Jill was a 5-time champion.
Yeah, she's good.
Kayla's Hometown Throwdown. So why don't we go ahead and play the music? 702-364-9898. Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel is our brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Would you like to take her on? Be caller number 25 right now. 702-364-9898. The Crime Junkies Podcast Live. Life Rule Number 10 Tour. Happening this Saturday at Resorts World Theater. It's all courtesy of our buddies at AEG Presents. But we would like to send you for free. So you just got to be caller number 25, and you got to beat, what's her name? Brooke. Seems simple enough to me. 702-364-9898 is our number. You'll see this on your screen if you're in the car, but I'll just tell you, this is almost Monday.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Jill Gilliland from Wagon Wheel, former five-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, did in fact reach out, slipped into the DMs real quick, and said she will be supportive of our current champion. Because there's plenty in Wagon Wheel to spread around.
Jill.
And then once somebody else, you know, once Brooke is no longer champion, then she will happily step in to try to become our second two-time, five-time champion.
Love it.
So we've had one of those. Brooke, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
By the way, do you know this Jill Gilliland? Don't you guys all know each other up there in Wagon Wheel?
Hey, it's funny because I'm sitting here. Like, does that name sound familiar? I don't know.
That's great.
I don't think I do know them, though.
I thought she was going to say I'm actually sitting right next to her. And I was like, go off. Amazing.
She's here in the car.
She's helping me with the answers.
That's funny. Yeah, but no, you start thinking, do our kids go to school together?
Uh-huh.
Do I know her from the PTA?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
They play soccer together. Who's our challenger today, Adrian?
That'll be Lynn Hudson from Centennial Hills.
Hello, Lynn.
Hello. Good morning.
By the way, Centennial Hills in fifth place with 10 wins overall. Wagon Wheel just climbed up into a tie for eighth. They have 6 wins overall. Wagon Wheel is tied with Mountain's Edge. Hendertucky with 8 wins. Rhodes Ranch with 9. We just mentioned Centennial Hills with 10. Best of the West with 13. Aliante with 14. Silverado Ranch 15. Sunrise Manor,
the city of champions,
way out in front with 22 wins overall. You guys know how to play. Buzz in with your name. Don't answer till we call on you because the other person may have buzzed in before you and you just didn't hear them. And first 1-3 wins the game. Your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Diddy's ex-girlfriend had a lot to say on the witness stand yesterday as the trial begins. What is her name?
Brooke got in first.
Oh, my gosh. Wait.
Oh, two.
Sierra?
What? No.
Next contestant, please.
No. Do you have a guess, Lynn?
You know what? I'm going to be on. Is it Cassie?
Yes.
Is it Cassie? Yes, it is.
Was that Brooke? Yes.
Yes. Brooke knew right when she heard it.
Uh-huh. I knew it. I just totally blanked.
Okay, can we all agree that we knew this was going to be bad, but now hearing it out loud, it's horrifying.
Freaky.
Is it not?
There. Really disheartening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought the same thing.
Same.
I thought, oh my God, this girl. And you know, she's an adult and all those other things, but
still.
But yeah, it doesn't sound like she enjoyed herself very
much.
No.
It's gross.
Yuck. Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
Challenger 1, champion 0. Question number 2, please.
Justin Bieber's wife is selling a new phone case that holds your lip gloss.
Lynn
got in first.
I heard Brooke.
Oh, did Brooke get in with a quick one?
Yeah.
I heard Lynn.
No, Brooke said it very low.
You know what? She's the commissioner. I don't argue with the
commissioner. I really did. I never usually hear it because I'm focusing.
We can check it later if we have to. Yeah. Lynn.
Chapstick. Lip gloss.
Oh, no. That's... I don't...
Next contestant, please.
I don't believe that's the answer we were looking for.
Wait, Mama, what? No, that wasn't the answer.
She said chapstick. I don't think that's what you're asking. Because you didn't complete the question.
Let me do it again.
Yes, please.
Justin Bieber's wife is selling a new phone case that holds your lip gloss and people are into it. What's her name?
Hailey Bieber.
Brooke, would you like to answer?
Brooke. Sorry. Yes.
Would you like
Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lynn, you outsmarted yourself. That's all.
I did.
You did. All right, we're tied at 1.
This singer may not be retiring his stage name after all, as it proves that it's his whole brand with songs like Call Out My Name and Can't Feel My Face. What's his name?
Brooke.
The Weeknd.
We're talking about The Weeknd?
Yep.
Yeah. We were going to talk about this later in the show. So he's already reversed course?
I believe so. I didn't, in the article, it didn't say. It just said that he was going to think about not... because it's obviously I don't know why he would drop his stage name. His legacy.
Because he was like, well, I've toyed with the idea of this for a while. It feels like it's the end of the weekend, but it could also just be a rebirth. Which, bro, you think too much about yourself.
Maybe it's like a Kanye West situation. But
well, he's in a movie. His movie just came out in theaters this weekend, and that's the first time that he's using his actual real name.
Right.
And there was a lot of contention because the movie people were like, no, please put The Weeknd so people know for sure.
Yeah.
Instead of, who's Abel? We don't know who this is.
Is this like a Childish Gambino, Daniel Glover situation?
A little
Donald
bit.
Glover.
A little.
What did I say?
A little. And by the way, you were like, oh, is this a Kanye thing? Well, that's the path you want to follow.
I know, right? That proves
that's
to be
the
so
way,
successful.
That's the way you want to go. Just let's follow Kanye's lead on stuff. All right, where are we at? Who got that one, Brooke? Did you get that one, Brooke?
Yes.
You got that one. Brooke's got two. Lynn's got one.
This singer says the best advice she ever got was from her godmother, Dolly Parton, which contributed...
Brooke for the win.
Miley Cyrus.
I just need Brooke to be... I'm going to ask it, Brooke, you know, tomorrow... Be a little more forceful, because I'm afraid that
I'm sorry.
It's all right, though. Game over!
Yay!
Game over!
Good job, girls!
Lynn, you're a really good player. You really are. You're a good player.
I'm so happy just to be on the radio. I've never, like, gotten to call in and actually been on before, so it's amazing. Thank you so much, guys. I had a great time.
There's no reason for that. You should call whenever you want.
Yeah.
We will always put you on the air because we know that you're great.
Yes.
Seriously.
Aw, thanks, guys.
No, have an amazing day and call us anytime.
K-O-U-C Rock.
In fact, never. You know what? We'll just call you. Don't worry about it. We'll just start calling you for stuff. So pick up the phone when we answer. We're not a scam call.
You have my number. You have my number.
This is what I say to you.
Uh-huh.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Be
bye.
Right.
No, we love you more. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Cutie.
Chunk. I love that sound.
I do too.
Thunk. It's the next level of the old phone click that you used to hear. Now on this end, we get a bunk. It's pretty cool. Two-time champ Brooke Sutherland will add to your list of prizes Crime Junkies Podcast Live Life Rule Number 10 Tour this Saturday at Resorts World. Are you into that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well,
I love true crime podcasts. Yeah,
perfect for you. It's perfect for you then. Great.
Yes.
Well, we'll see what other fun things we can come up for tomorrow.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
By the way, coming up next in just a couple of minutes, the 177-second survey, a red flag hobby edition.
Okay.
Which is great because I was considering a number of subjects for today's 177-second survey. Adrian locked me in because after we were done with Brooke winning Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and she was very excited to go to the Crime Junkies Podcast Live, which true crime podcast is a huge thing.
The best.
It's big. True crime is big.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian's over here chuckling like a serial killer himself.
Oh, good.
Over here. And I'm like, what are you laughing at? And it was because
I said, maybe you should seek some therapy. Stop consuming that type of entertainment all the time. You can't be healthy.
Cause he's one of the,
hilarious.
That believes if you love true and you love murder show.
That's how my fiance is. She won't let us watch it at night anymore because she thinks that like spirits are coming through. She put a kibosh on it like 3 years ago. I still watch it.
Oh, that's funny.
Secretly on your phone.
I do underneath the blankets.
One of the great joys of my marriage is Amy and I will sit down every once in a while and we'll just binge the old school Forensic Files on HLN. But it's so good because it's so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Because the technology has increased so much.
They solved nothing in those shows.
Forensic Files was like in the 90s.
Yeah.
Or the ones that they were solving. And it's like, geez, if they just had DNA, we'd have picked that guy up in 10 minutes.
I know.
It wouldn't have been a show.
I know. Sometimes they do the update now where they're like, 10 years later, we found DNA and we were able to convict them. And you're like, thank God.
Or it's the brand new. Oh, it's brand new. They just used DNA.
Uh-huh.
And they had to search. They searched this guy's truck and they finally found a hair fragment.
Under her nail.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So are we also... Are you now concerned about Michaela and I being serial killers?
Listen, you guys enjoy what you enjoy, but I can't do it. And I don't think it's healthy to be just, if that's all, because it's a huge, massive genre. Wow.
You, no, listen.
Binging it is nuts.
You just stay with your oiled up boys in spandex.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Rolling around on a mat.
Take care of this
each other with their cosplay, with your whole cosplay, you know.
The best form of entertainment, baby.
Yeah, your friends are beating the crap out of each other. Ours are just killing each other. What's the difference?
Well...
But not for real.
Not,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Like, okay, what's a show? You guys, I mean, listen. I know. Came out of my mouth and I rethought about it.
Yeah.
Probably didn't care.
I mean, the chairs, mm-hmm. the ladders.
No, and I'm just joking because I know how big this is. And I know how much people love it. The same as true crime. So, no, and there's a lot of, here's what's funny. And I'm looking down this, you know, is this a hobby that's a red flag or not?
Probably.
There are a ton of people that are way into it. Way into it. Yet there are just as many that are wicked judgmental.
Yeah. Ooh, this is gonna be good.
But not me. I'm not judgmental. I don't.
Oh, never. Not you. Same as I never use sarcasm.
Never.
I'm never sarcast.
Never.
Not this show.
Not here.
Yeah, not us.
No.
Please. How dare you? We have tickets to Kumail and Johnny, which I feel like we've done such a great, we've served such a great purpose giving away these tickets, because I've had so many people reach out and go, oh my God, he is that guy from that thing.
Yes,
I love him. I
true.
Never knew his name until now.
Uh-huh.
He was so great in the blah, blah, blah. So, okay. Kumail Nanjiani. He was in The Big Sick. He starred in The Big Sick
mm-hmm.
movie from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And he's been in a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
His stand-up is fantastic. Free tickets for you with the 177-second survey that my guess is we wouldn't even need a prize to just do this bit.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
A red flag hobby edition coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, y'all ready for a 177-second survey?
Let's ready. Get it.
Red flag hobby edition. What's a hobby that somebody might have that would be a red flag for you? Just if what's the first thing that might,
dude, I don't
that might
know.
Come to mind?
I'm still stuck on our crime podcast because it probably is a red flag, but it's mine. What do people do that is a red flag to
yeah,
me?
Well,
recreational drugs.
If you're a big fan of the serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
So like I
feel like this segment is going to turn on you real quick.
Wow. I realize how uncomfortable people get as long as we're just staying in this vein.
Yeah.
People will get like oddly uncomfortable. Not when I tell them that I believe that the Green River Killer buried bodies on the farm up in Washington. I've told you this story.
No, you.
Oh yeah.
Didn't.
Right before Halloween, 2016. So it was like 10 years ago.
I'm sorry. Roll this back.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting there. And know what?
No, please go. My mind is blown.
The Green River Killer is the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Fine.
He's admitted to, I want to say 60 of them. He's admitted to 60 of them. They believe there were 72 victims and as many as 120.
Stop.
Yeah, it's crazy like that. I haven't looked this up in forever. Shortly before Halloween, a number of years ago, like 10, because my dad was not doing well.
Yeah.
So it must have been 16, because he passed a couple of months after.
Okay.
Like never even came out of the house, which is not like my dad.
Sure.
And the King County Sheriff came to the house and they said, we have reason to believe, Gary Ridgway is the guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
We have reason to believe that he buried victims on your property.
Why?
Because in the 70s, in the late 70s and early 80s, when he was perpetrating the crimes, our little town was way out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And the back corner of the property was a solid quarter mile, half mile away from the house. So, it was kind of at the top of a ridge. So they easily could get in and out undetected.
Yeah.
Easily.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why this was credible was because he was initially convicted of 48 murders. Anyway, you get the idea.
Wait, so what years was he? Were these
like I said, late seventies, early eighties?
Okay, sorry, I missed that.
Late '70s, early '80s.
Mm-hmm.
49 convicted, 71, 90 plus, maybe as many as 120 that they suspect that he was. So part of his deal was, he to stay out of the electric chair. He had to keep feeding them information
yeah,
so that families could get closure.
Uh-huh.
This dude's particular kink was he would cover the bodies
uh-huh.
and go back later.
Dang.
Yeah. So, and there's no way, honestly, none. There's no way that this guy could be sitting in his jail cell and go, let me draw you a map of where these two were and come up with the back corner of our farm. There's no way, unless he knew what he was talking about.
This might be the greatest, most interesting story I've ever heard.
There was nothing.
I'm obsessed.
They brought the dogs out. The dogs hit.
Uh-huh.
The dogs hit on it. And it was like, oh my God, what are they going to find?
Yeah.
This is amazing. This is going to be great.
Uh-huh.
And then they came out with like equipment and the news helicopters were flying over. My dad was losing his mind.
I'm sure.
Get them out of here. Dad, you already told them they could do it. Not the helicopters. There's nothing you could do about the helicopters. Seriously.
Your dad was a wild
man. Watching it. And it was on every, we go live to Duval, which it's pronounced Duval, but like all the new schoolers call it Duval, like the actor.
Yeah.
Which also made my dad crazy.
I'm sure.
And quite frankly, makes me crazy too.
Yeah.
But it's another story for another time. And he's like, get him out of here. And it was literally, you could just go from station to station. And it was on, and it was the farm on the,
wow.
Yeah, on the thing. And my dad is like, that was as close as he ever got to getting out of the chair again. Because he was.
I bet. Yeah.
And so they scratched around, didn't find anything. We went back later.
Uh-huh.
We went back later and really dug, like really dug, and didn't find anything either. Then we talked to the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey.
Oh my God.
Well, he and I are trying to reconnect. He may come back to this show.
Come back, Gare.
Maybe like a once a month thing or something.
Please.
But I talked to Gary, and Gary said that there were bodies there, but that they had been removed. Which makes perfect sense that the animals would come in. Then what's great is so that spring after my dad passed,
dude, I'm blown
you know,
away.
then I've got it. Now I'm taking a more active role in the property, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, we should go make sure that the fences. So this happened like on the northeast side mm-hmm. of the property. I said, we should go check the fences on the south side.
Oh.
And Yellowstone had just started. So I was, you know, I thought I was RIP. You know, so we need to go protect this land.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, we need to go. Let's arm ourselves and go check the fences.
Yeah.
and we went over there and we found a spinal column and hips. And it was like, oh my God,
I'm sorry.
This is it. We were like, oh my God, this is it. And then we took another look and we kind of and so we looked around for more and it was a deer. It wasn't a human, but it was a deer.
I'm blown away. So did you ever like meet the guy or did he ever know of you guys or that was just like,
no, why would we know him? Why? Hold on. Where
that
you,
would be a red
where
flag.
Did you come up with that?
No, I just didn't know if like he had met you guys in the midst of like it being such a small town. He was kind of on your property a few times, allegedly.
No. That was why he brought him out. He did his business mm-hmm. and did his dirt and he lived down by the airport, which is south of Seattle, and it's about 35, 40 minutes away. Dang. Which is why he would do his dirt, and then he would, and then after he mm-hmm,
got it,
then he brought him, and he'd cover him, but then he'd come back later.
My heart is pounding, dude.
Really?
Yes. Well, I'm actually obsessed with this story.
Okay.
Now imagine.
If you and I were on a first date and we're sitting at Applebee's, having a two for 20, and I pop off with that story, might be a red flag. To bring this full circle, might be a red flag.
I might go check the bodies.
702-364-9898. 177 second survey. We need you to call us right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You thought that was creepy. Listen to this.
It's foggy. It's creepy. It's Sunday morning. It's early. Kind of early. The day before Halloween. I'm walking up it's kind of a road that we put back into the property. I'm back into a wooded area. I just talked to the sheriff. She didn't want to go on, as you can imagine. Apparently there's two dogs up here, and one of them has alerted behind an old rotted stump, and another one's showing interest.
By the way, you can tell I was in incredible physical condition then, too. Listen to me, I'm about to have a heart attack walking up there.
See what happens. She's coming by right now to drive up so she can get some more equipment. We'll see what's here. She just passed by. I'm sure you could hear it. I don't know how far she's going to make it up here, but it's a pretty good road. We've used it for trucks and stuff for a long time.
That's making my way up. It's like 38 degrees.
Wait, is this
degrees.
You?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
That was your voice?
Who did you think it was?
You guys, I was like, who is this guy and what is the point? Oh my God, it was you.
Well, see, we told a story a second ago. Remember, we told a story?
No,
and then we were...
I am so plugged in and interested now. There was a moment where I was like, who is this guy? Now it makes sense.
Do you think it was confusing to the audience too? Am I expecting too much?
It made sense to everyone. I'm a little slow.
Can we continue?
Yes, please.
Good. Here was the other part of that. You good?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, by the way, this is me.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, this is me. I didn't think I had to explain that part.
No.
Because I felt,
I get it.
We were walking out, and now all of a sudden.
You really don't recognize my voice.
Chet, I feel like such a moron. Please just keep playing it. Finish us off.
We were walking out, and now all of a sudden, this third dog has turned back into the woods. The sheriff has called her sergeant. They're going to bring a team out later on this week. I think we're about done here for today, but there's something in there.
Yeah. And then a couple days later, they came back. Wait, where did Adrian go? And why? Buddy, hey, buddy, I need you on the air right now. I know you want to come in and fix my camera, but we can... Yeah.
This is... Oh my God, it was like a whole thing.
Are we all aware that we're in the middle of a show right now? Is everybody on this show? Are we all on the same page that we know we're on the air right now?
Yeah, I think it's just curious. Wild.
Yeah, so that was that story then. And then you were losing your mind in here a second ago. What were you laughing at?
There's a lot of trepidation and just some scared callers.
Why?
We were like, hey, what's your last name? But you guys are talking about dead bodies. I don't want to be involved.
That's great. The very first five-time champion on Michaela's hometown throwdown, Laura Murata from the East Side's not scared.
Mm-mm.
Not one bit.
No.
You're not afraid.
Hi. You remembered me. No.
Of course.
No, not at all.
Are these...
Murder mysteries are fun.
You love that.
Mm-hmm.
You love that.
Yeah.
How do we feel?
Yes.
We're looking at hobbies that may or may not be instant red flags. I'm deep into this world as well. How about beauty pageants? If they're into beauty pageants, is that a red flag?
Funny.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I make a lot of money doing that stuff.
Hello?
Yeah, I feel like I like them. God, I am a walking red flag.
Hello?
It's an interesting world. You know what I mean? It is an interesting... There are interesting portions of that world, but usually it's competition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a way to compete and kind of be your best self and all
totally.
That kind of.
I also think of Miss Congeniality immediately.
How about people?
That's cute.
How about people that do multi-level marketing? Is that a red flag?
I don't even know what that is, to be honest.
It's when they try to sell you a product. It's like when they try to sell you a product and then they try to get you to sell the product because then they get a percentage of whatever you sell. It was a big thing kind of early 2000s. Yeah.
Because I've gotten approached a few times and I'm like,
of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Red flag?
Yeah. Yes. I won't even listen. I'll be like, no thanks.
Yeah.
People who are into pranking. Is that a red flag?
I don't mind a good prank, but I don't want to be pranked.
The people that are going around and setting this stuff up on the internet, the ones that I really love to watch are the ones that get punched in the face.
Oh my God, you like the physical ones.
No, that's bad.
No. The people that where they try to pull the prank.
And they get knocked out.
It's a video, bro. It's a video. I don't care if it's a video.
Uh-huh.
Don't put a bucket over my head.
Yeah.
You know? You and I are going to scrap.
Yeah, I like pranks. I grew up with them, so I think they're clever. But I don't like when they're pulled on me.
Mm-mm.
I feel that deeply.
I got zero time for that. How do we feel about people who are into CrossFit? Red flag.
It's fine. Like whatever keeps them mentally stable, I guess. I don't know.
You know how you're able to find out right away if somebody's doing CrossFit?
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like vegans. Listen, I'm into you doing CrossFit. Just don't ask me to do CrossFit. I support you, but I don't want to.
And the P1 power couple, Jeff and Chloe Lowe, are big time CrossFitters, and they're like, yeah,
we know,
our people are that way. Last one, how about people who collect taxidermy animals, who go out and kill animals and have them stuffed?
Gross. I don't know.
If you were dating a guy and he had a deer head on the wall, you're not down.
No, not at all.
I dated someone from Alaska, and that was like their family thing.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out. I wasn't into it.
Yeah. I grew up in that world, but yeah, it's not.
It was too much.
No.
Right now.
No.
I feel like their eyes fall.
What about, you know what? One more that I just thought of that would always freak me out because I would be like, I'm in way over my head here. What about people who keep exotic animals for pets? Like if they have a snake or a tarantula. Or something like that.
Oh, I like it. I love them.
You do? You love that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, not personally. I mean, I don't like taking care of them, but I appreciate people who do.
Don't answer this question unless you want to. But I'm going to ask the question because it's funny. Are you freaky?
Only with the husband. And
hey,
I
wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Didn't expect that last part. Didn't expect any of the last part.
I know.
Let's go to Mission Impossible with 4 reserved seats for our advanced screening next Wednesday. Adrian saw the media screening. You said it's good, huh?
That was fantastic. I'm down with it.
We'll send you for free relationship rehab coming up in just a moment. The guy that, let me get her name here really quick. Sorry, I'm not prepared. Tati on the East Side. She is doing the online dating thing and can't get this guy out of the starting gate. You know, failure to launch. Can't, he won't. It's like, what?
Oy.
How? So she's just asking how you should navigate that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can help her coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Well, we're only 10 minutes behind. We're fine. It's just after 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Well, we were talking about serial killers. Sometimes things get out of...
We had to record an extra podcast.
Get out of control. Things get out of control. Today's the 14th day of May. Not quite Friday yet, just Wednesday. Golden Knights, gotta have it tonight. This is it.
Come on, boys.
No handshake lines at T-Mobile. That's that's my motto. Because if they're shaking hands tonight, it's over.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a game 7.
Look, in the words of my mother-in-law, they're like the Mighty Ducks. The Miracles come popping out.
Oh, my God.
And they're going to be able to pull it out.
I don't recall Mighty Ducks being... But there's been plenty of medieval magic over the years.
Yeah.
You know, and put another chapter in the book, you
totally.
Know?
Totally.
So this is, yeah, this is how legends are made.
Yes.
Still. Yeesh. 6:30 tonight at T-Mobile. One of the stars of Happy Gilmore died.
Oh, no.
Did you watch it? It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I haven't seen it in a minute, but I wanted to rewatch it in because I know the sequel's coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's estimated, nobody really knows how old he was. He was estimated to be at least 80. Might have been as old as 100. And you're like, wait a minute. Is Bob Barker still alive?
No.
We lost him, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now we've lost this guy. His name is Morris. He was the alligator who bit off Chubbs' hand. And later, Happy, you know, got revenge.
Uh-huh.
Morris had a really long career in Hollywood. From 1975 to 2006, he starred in the movie Alligator.
Oh.
You would think.
Great.
In 1980. He was in Interview with the Vampire. He's in Dr. Dolittle 2. He was in Happy Gilmore. He spent his twilight years at a place called the Colorado Gator Farm, and they plan to have him stuffed. And this is my favorite part of the story and maybe the only reason why I'm telling it.
Uh-huh.
They plan to have Morris stuffed so that he can, quote, scare small children for many years to come. That's what he would have wanted.
I love it. Give the man what he wants.
Rest in peace, Morris.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Morris. All right, let's go with Relationship Rehab. 702-364-9898. Tati on the east side. I've given up on trying to find love, says Tati. So I've decided to try the online dating circuit. I met a guy. He seems pretty cool. I'm actually starting to like him. However, we've been talking for a few weeks, and he hasn't even hinted at wanting to go on a date yet.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure if he's too nonchalant or if I'm looking too deep into a situation that isn't what I think it is. I don't want to bring it up and seem pushy, but I do want to know if I'm wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this is kind of my first time doing it, so I'm not really sure what to look for. Should I be forward and let him know what's on my mind, or should I just jellyfish and slowly float away into the darkness? 702-364-9898. I jump back and forth. Literally every time I've probably, you know, gone through the first time I read it. And then when I put it into the, you know, hey, on Wednesday, we're going to do this one. Every time I read this, I change my mind on what she should do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Initially I was like, this guy, if he's not going to jump out of the starting, you know,
sure.
If he's not going to get out of the gate, then whatever. You're better than that.
Yeah, like what does that say about his personality?
Or yeah, no, there's a million different things. We need help. 702-364-9898. What does Toddy need to do? Will you call us now, please?
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab. Tati's jumped into the online dating world. That's pretty much how people do it now, right? You know? She's been talking to this guy for a while. He hasn't even hinted at asking her out on a date, and she doesn't quite know what to do. Where are we going to start here, Adrian?
Let's start with Rebecca.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
She says, I don't want to bring it up and seem pushy, but I also want to know if I'm wasting my time. Should I be forward and let him know what's on my mind or just jellyfish out of it?
So I say he should do, you know what, or get off the pot. Like, I say keep it short and sweet and she needs to just move on. Like, next.
The question was, though, should she be, I understand you're saying what he should do, but how does she get him to do that?
I say they've been talking a while, and, like, she shouldn't have to be hinting. Like, he should step up and be like, hey, what's up, you know? So I don't know that she can really do anything to get him to, like, make the next step. I think she should just move on.
Right. Okay, so don't do anything with that.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. We'll get you 4 tickets to our advanced screening of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on next Wednesday on the 21st, thanks to our friends at Ally Global Marketing.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hang on 1 second. Elizabeth, same same question. Is this Bustamante?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so is Luca around or no?
Now he's in school.
Okay, good. So tomorrow morning, don't let me forget, you guys. Tomorrow is Luca's 5th birthday.
Okay.
Elizabeth just emailed.
Yes.
So Luca's birthday is tomorrow, and at 6:25, we'll wish Luca a happy birthday. Don't let me forget, because I'll forget. I'll get involved.
Okay.
I'll get involved in what we're doing. In fact, you should call us tomorrow morning, and we'll do it with him on the phone.
Okay. Okay. He would like that. Like, you and Adrian, I hear all the time, Mom, when are we going to meet them? Why can't we go see them? So he is like, he talks about you guys all the time.
Right on.
Oh, baby boy.
I love it. Luca, let's go.
Yeah, no, we'll hook it up. So what? So Tati on the east side is wondering, this guy's having trouble getting out of the starting gate. Should she bring it up, or should she just let him go?
If she wants to bring it up, if she's that invested, bring it up. Girlfriend, move on. If you know what you want and he's not giving it to you, then you need to move on. Time is too short to waste it on somebody that's not going to give it to you, to give you what you want.
Michaela, where do you sit on this?
Thank
you, Liz. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Liz. I also got your DM.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah. No, we got that. That's yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want her to think I was dissing her. I would say that... When I met Lisa, she didn't think I was straight. I mean, she thought I was straight. So she did not make any moves on me. So I fully put myself out there. I asked her on a date. Didn't matter to me. I've always been like that. I've asked everybody on a date. I don't know if I've ever been asked to go on the date first. I know what I want. I'm aggressive in behavior. I don't like to waste time. So it's always worked for me. I don't think that it makes a difference if the other person is the one to do it. If she likes this guy, just be like, yo, let's go on a date.
Yeah, it was kind of like it's 2025. I hear the side that says, if he's not asking you, then move on.
Sure, but I would have missed out on really great relationships if I wouldn't have been the first one to ask. So for that alone, it's worth, maybe he's shy. I don't know, whatever the reason is. Based off my experience, don't miss out on somebody really awesome because you're waiting for them to ask.
Right.
Just ask.
Right. But not everybody's you.
No, totally. But,
you know?
But I'm just saying that's the advice I would give my sisters.
I understand.
Anybody, be strong.
But if that's I think that's a question that she has to ask herself. I think she's also trying to kind of push this on him. Oh, well, he didn't ask me, so I don't know. Well, you didn't ask either.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily always, again, in 2025, I don't know if it's on him, unless that's the guy you're looking for. I'm looking for a guy that will ask me first. Well, then he might not be for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I said, I've gone back and forth on this, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. What am I really trying to say? Okay, if that's one of your, you know, and everybody has requirements. And I think, you know, sometimes we make it harder on ourselves than we need to.
Yeah. But, what would you do?
Yeah, but I'm going to, we in or we out. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get past all the.
Yeah.
Adrian, thoughts?
I think she's a little too picky because she's kind of framing this email is framing to me as like, oh, this is my last resort. I'm on a dating website. So like, listen, if the guy's not giving you what you want right now, just put him on the roster in the back end and keep searching. And like, that's it. I don't think everyone's saying move on. It's like, well, move on to what? Seems like there's not that many options.
Isn't that always the question too?
Right.
And it's easy. And it's easy when you're not the one in it.
Totally.
It's always easy when you're not the one in it to go, that's what I'd do. All right, you know, this is how, well, if he doesn't treat you, until you're the one that's like,
yeah. Yeah.
But what's wrong with her asking?
Listen, that's what I'm saying. And you don't even have to do it aggressively. Just be like, hey, I'm really interested in these conversations we've been having. Do you want to grab some coffee sometime?
Yeah, I'd love to see you.
Yeah, you can say it in a sweet girl voice.
In person.
Yes.
I'm so bored this weekend. What are you up to? Just keep throwing that out there.
God, I know it's 3 in the morning, but oh, wow. Hey. No.
You up?
No.
You up?
You up?
You up? So, but you, what you doing?
WYD, question mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Is it actually called Ugly Lunch that you're doing, is that what you call it?
No, it's called Ugly Lunch. I call it that. And now my girlfriend's calling it that.
Right, but it's become a thing with your group.
Yeah.
And why? Okay. So what's so stupid. What's Ugly Lunch?
Okay, when we're in entertainment, we don't often get to see each other because we always have gigs.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend and I started doing these lunches a couple of years ago on our days off, but we didn't want to do our hair, our makeup, our gowns, nothing. We just wanted to come in our sweats with our pimple cream on. So I said, let's go to Ugly Lunch. And then from that day on, we call it, and they're beautiful. It's not like that, but we go, a hot mess.
Yeah, ponytails and baseball hats.
Totally.
And pimple cream.
Exactly. And we'll go to the nicest restaurants. We're trying out today, what are we going to? Flower Child.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been. But we'll go to the Wynn. We'll go anywhere. We'll try out new places. But half the time we cry anyway out of happiness, sadness, who knows why. And we just have an ugly lunch. Snotty. We hug, then we leave.
So paparazzi alert. Flower child, right around lunch today.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
You know how when I talk about hockey and stuff like that, sometimes you're like, okay, I'm interested just because you're interested, but, you know, I'll play along.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, and it's good because everybody else, you know, loves the Knights and this.
Totally.
All of that. So, also similarly, you know, this is how when Adrian says, oh, breaking celebrity news or breaking entertainment news, and it's about GTA 6 or whatever, and I'm like, that's cool for a lot of other, it's not really my thing, but I also play along.
Sure.
Adrian says we have breaking entertainment
news. Oh.
Hit the music.
Let's go.
What music would that be?
You're right. We didn't go over this.
Fine. Breaking entertainment news. Hold on. Let me do that again because it didn't go off really well. breaking entertainment news. What is this? What?
Okay.
What's happening?
No. This is how this is live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Take three. Breaking entertainment news.
Ladies and gentlemen, the streaming app known to some as Max has officially decided to go back to the name HBO.
I'm never coming to you for breaking
news. I'm not even finished.
Excuse me.
Never again.
Max is going back to HBO Max.
You good, Chet?
Yay.
Okay. Phew.
Oh, man.
Phew.
Hang on. Oh, we got to. I got to go call my wife.
Call her. I'll call mine.
What I love is people are like, hey, you mean, you know, like for however many years it's been Max, right?
And for 1 year, because it's just been 1 year.
So when people go, you mean HBO Max? It's like, okay, fine. We'll change it back.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I never even called it Max. I didn't even know that was the name.
Yeah.
Just call it HBO.
Oh, do I have to download the other app now? Oh, you got to update your app again.
Oh, God.
Thanks.
Well.
How do we, hey, can I ask you, do you care at all, Michaela, about this Pete Rose thing?
I don't know who that is.
Pete Rose is the all-time, well, no, you actually just answered the question. you literally
but,
just.
Yeah, but I want you to tell me if it's important to you.
You
want to tell me about it?
Well, let me think. Should I tell you about it on the air or should I hit the button?
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. Do or die tonight in the fortress. We need everything you got. Backs against the wall. Golden Knights, those dirty, dirty Edmonton Oilers. And listen, seriously, friends do not let friends sell their Knights to you. Took the Knights vow. You took the vow. And if you're selling your tickets to people wearing orange, say it out loud.
Traitor.
Yeah, for real. You know, just, you know, survive to fight another day. Go Knights go tonight. She's Michaela Gordon, who yelled once again.
Traitor.
Thank you. And he's Adrian Hernandez. A story that I just, listen, it's a couple days old. You may have already heard it. You probably already heard it, but I want to tell it. That's my only reason for doing this. And just, and also things that I think everybody's heard, you don't always hear.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know what I mean? So I'm, because you're always so busy and doing stuff. And so I figure somebody else may enjoy this.
I love it.
Even if it is just you, that's enough for me.
Thanks.
39-year-old woman in Florida named Allison Swan. Did you hear about this? Facing battery charges. It happened at her home. She and her wife got in a fight at their home in Port St. Lucie back on the weekend a few days ago. It was 3 a.m. So, you know,
might have been
a cocktail. Might have been, who knows what other pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
You know, or, whether organic or lab grown. Allison was playing video games in the living room. Her wife, because it's 3 a.m, was making nachos in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, they were driving.
The wife told police that Allison said, hey, it's too late to be eating that, and made a comment about Allison's wife's weight.
No.
So the argument started there.
Fair.
You might imagine. Then Allison, and let me just read from the police report, if I may. Allison grabbed a, quote, handful of, quote, cheesy nachos and shoved them down the back of her wife's pants.
Good.
As she was changing into new pants, the wife said Allison attacked her. And then, and it gets kind of ugly there. Pushed her up against the wall, slammed her head into the floor. She had a little lump on her forehead and everything, as you might imagine. And then she also, they also said, this domestic violence is never funny, but this is.
Well, the nachos is what's throwing me off.
And that's really, that's the headline, is the nachos.
Yeah.
The nachos down the pants.
Nachos have always made me so happy. I can't imagine being this upset.
Have you tried them in your pants?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. No, but then the wife, who apparently is unnamed in this whole thing, Allison held her down and then tried to fish hook her.
Oh, you know, my
put a finger,
God.
Put a finger in her mouth and yep. pull on her cheek.
Uh-huh.
Like your grandpa did back in the day. And Allison was also telling her wife she was the one in charge.
Oh, so it's a power play.
Yeah. At some point during all of this, the wife managed to call a friend. They called police. Allison went to the lockup for domestic battery. She tried to claim that her wife was just drunk and rolled around in the nachos mm-hmm. after throwing them mm-hmm. against a wall. But parts of the story didn't line up because the cops said they found nacho cheese on the inside of the victim's pants. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, girl. I'm more upset about the wasted nachos than I am about this alleged abuse between two wives. Don't hurt those nachos.
No. Here's what's great, too. She's not allowed to have any contact, Allison, uh-huh. you know, because it's domestic. But they live together. So police said that they could go get her stuff if they went with her. And then this is just like the hottest thing ever. They might also work together. They're both registered nurses.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And there's a lot working there with
yeah, there is.
Nurses. We know some of you, not all of you, but some of you, you're straight freaks. And we know. But you're in scrubs, so it's awesome.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so you and Lisa just had your engagement photos the other day.
Yes.
Do you have a wedding date?
No.
Have you? Sometimes the first things don't always happen first. Have you decided on how many bridesmaids / groomsmen / how big will the wedding party be? Have you discussed?
We've discussed for 2.5 years, for as long as we've been engaged. And we have decided, I think, nothing. It's going to be a very small wedding with a very big party. And just have it very simple. Otherwise, this may never happen. Because I also get very overstimulated and very overwhelmed with like big, humongous things.
Oh, yeah.
That concern me, like choosing bridesmaids.
Sure.
Food
sure.
choices, venues. And then it's not fun for me and I don't want to do it anymore.
Oscar Goodman told me the greatest thing of all times when Amy and I first got engaged. And he goes, where are you going to have it? And that was when we first started talking about going out of town.
Yeah.
Originally, we were going to have it in town. And then we were like, this seems a little unwieldy. Let's take it out of town, make it a little smaller. And he goes, it's genius. He goes, because you'll have 1,000 people that you'll invite, and there'll yes. still be another 1,000 that'll call you an a-hole because they didn't get an invite.
Totally.
We also, with the wedding party, my wife's circle is tight.
Yeah.
And really doesn't change a lot. You know what I mean? If you're in my wife's circle, you're in my wife's circle.
Yep.
Obviously, as you become an adult, you go through your life. People come in and out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
My circle, while tight, is a little bigger.
Yeah.
And so we, at one point, there's a reason why I'm telling you this. At one point, we toyed with the idea of having 2 groomsmen for every bridesmaid. Just because I had so many, boys,
mm-hmm.
but I think we kind of figured it out. This just straight got out of hand. A woman in Northern Ireland named Catherine Stewart just got married. Her wedding party was well, sizable. How many bridesmaids do you think she ended up with? Let's play high low really quick.
6.
Oh no, higher. Dramatically higher.
16.
Dramatically higher.
No, Chet. No, 25.
Higher.
This is ridiculous.
Go higher.
40.
Higher.
60.
Higher.
100.
Lower.
80.
Barely. Higher.
90.
Higher.
4.
Higher.
98.
Lower.
97.
Lower.
96.
Lower.
95.
Yeah.
Oh my, that's the whole part. It's not a wedding party. That's an entire party.
She started with 7 or 8, which is where most people top out, right? She runs a dance school. So she decided to just include all of the dancers.
As bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Here's the thing too, Chetty. Once you have like more than 5, I feel like it's not special.
Her new husband, Jag. did not follow suit. She had 95 bridesmaids. He had 8 groomsmen.
Yeah, okay.
As, you know, as God intended it.
Still 8's a lot.
The entire wedding was 250 people, so 103 of them were in the wedding party.
Ridiculous.
So over 40% of the guests at the wedding were actually in the wedding. All of them walked down the aisle. Catherine said it went faster than you'd think. Mm-mm. Photos weren't a problem either because they're dancers and they know how to get in formation and get organized very quickly. We figured that had to be some sort of record.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Some crazy American named Tina Ackles got married in Tampa in 2015. What a shock. It's a Florida wedding. Mm-hmm. 168 bridesmaids.
That's ridiculous.
So USA still holds the crown.
Woo!
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go. You know what? If you wait long enough, they'll tell you the coffee is good for you.
Yeah.
And then if you wait a couple more days, they'll tell you that it's the worst thing you could possibly have. And all that. So today is the good day, coffee drinkers. 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day is associated with the lowest overall cardiovascular disease risk after controlling for other factors.
Okay.
So I'm good.
We're good today.
That's me. I'm right there in the pocket. If they paid bees minimum wage.
Like bumblebees?
Yeah, where would they keep the money?
Yeah, they don't have pockets.
How did I know that we were both? A jar of honey would cost you $182,000 in labor.
Dang.
Yeah.
And we're just out here stealing from them.
There's a minimum wage joke in there somewhere, and I'm not sure what it is right now. Give me a minute. The design of Apple's earbuds.
Yeah.
Truly was inspired. If you've ever looked at the earbuds and gone, that's like stormtrooper stuff.
Yeah.
That's where they got it from. Stormtroopers in Star Wars inspired the look of the earbuds.
Makes sense.
That's enough. Let's get out of here.
All right.
Have a great Wednesday. Have an amazing hump day. Go Knights, go. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. See it. Hey, you guys have slowed down on that. Follow me, or maybe everybody who's listening is following.
Okay, that great. Could be.
Follow me at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T, because I've got like 15.
Yeah, now. You guys just unfollow him and follow him again so he feels like there's traction.
Don't do that. No, it'll freak me out. That weirds me out. C-H-E-T, B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N, A-D-R-I-A-N. What are you up to?
We are cooking up new episodes of Unlikely available on YouTube. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, or you can listen on that free Odyssey app, and you can be sure to follow me, Instagram, TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio, and rest in peace to Sabu.
And M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Yeah, dude. Hanging today, busy weekend, getting back into the swing of singing, so I'm going to hang with my new dogs.
And that's where you follow her. At M-I-K-A-L-A-H Gordon.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and then we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
What's up, dude?
Dude. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.